Almighty Father, we thank you, we honor you, we bless you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we honor you, we bless your name, O God. We lift you up, you are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name, O Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Father, you are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Father, we bow before you. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We lift you up higher. You are good. You are kind. O Lord, it is only you that we adore, that we praise. We honor you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Father, we lift you up, we lift you high. Holy honor, adoration unto you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Lord, we worship you. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 25th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I declare that the Lord go before me today and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the banner of the Lord over me. I declare this day, you are a day that the Lord has made for me. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, my portion this day is the blessings of the Lord. My portion this day is the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me, the mercy of the Lord is upon me, the grace of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that any weapon that is put together against me, they will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, the tokens of the enemy is frustrated, the tokens of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the enemy, the devices of the wicked is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked over me this day will not prosper, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare I will not walk in the company of perversion, I will not walk in the company of error. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy, I will not walk into accident. In the name of Jesus, for the hand of the Lord is upon me, the Lord God himself is my covering. In the name of Jesus, he has declared by his word that he will preserve me from all evil, from this time forth and even forevermore. He has declared by his word that he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will lift me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I am protected of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I declare this day, I receive angelic ministration. I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon my day. The blessings of the Lord is upon my day. I speak blessing into this day. I speak favor into this day in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I receive help from the Lord. I receive timely help from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord works for me today in the name of Jesus. I declare every evil hand raised over my portion, such hand withers away in the name of Jesus. I possess the gates of blessing of this day in the name of Jesus. I declare my gate of blessing is open in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord flow into me, for he has declared that he will open the window of heaven upon me and he will pour out his blessing unto me. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I declare the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, every devices of the enemy over my day is defeated. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Sunday. I want us to lift up our voice and bless the name of the Lord for our brethren, all our brethren that we have been praying for, that we've remembered in our prayer. Let us thank the Lord for healing. Let's thank God for deliverance. Let us thank the Lord for His faithfulness. The Lord is faithful, irrespective of what is happening around us. His faithfulness cannot be questioned. His faithfulness cannot be put to test. Our God is faithful from generations to generations. Thank the Lord for their life presently. But bless the Lord, O God, for those that are in situation that seems impossible. For you are the Lord that is master of all impossibility. We bless your name, O Lord. We thank you. You are worthy to be praised, because truly you are stretching forth your hand upon them, and you will heal them, you will deliver them. And Lord, we are thanking you, Lord, for this nation, for our nation Nigeria, for your mercy, for your grace, for your hand of deliverance, for frustrating the devices of the wicked, for frustrating the tokens of the wicked over this nation. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Before we go into His word for today, I want to remind you, by the grace of God, our program for this month of January, our first special program for the year, is coming up this Thursday, by the grace of God, on the 29th of January 2025. The program is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, and that is behind Tafo Arena. The theme for the program is what we have been examining since we entered into this year, and that is go forward. We are going to look into the dimensions of the word, and the Lord is going to release His word of blessing upon us. There is going to be a word of prophecy. There will be a word for you from the presence of the Lord. So I want to encourage you to attend this program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The program is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today is Sunday, and like we do, we are going to bless the name of the Lord. We are going to thank Him for His faithfulness, for His love that cannot be compared. The faithfulness of the Lord is forever over our life. The steadfast love of the Lord cannot be exchanged for anything. His faithfulness is forevermore. We are going to bless the name of the Lord for His goodness over our life. So this morning, we are going to be reading from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Let me tell you something about this scriptural passage. Yesterday, when the minister of God was leading us, when she was leading us in the scriptures yesterday, she read from this Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, I think up to verse 23. And she said something about the compassion of the Lord, the steadfastness of the Lord, the mercies of the Lord that are renewed every day. That which you used yesterday will not be enough for you today. That you have to appear before the presence of the Lord to receive His mercy, new mercy before Him every day. So I want you to thank the Lord that it is by the mercy of the Lord, it is not by the givings of men. Lamentations chapter 3, I want us to read from verse 22 to verse 25. I want us to read King James Version. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, seeth my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. Verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. I want you to go back to that verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. It is by the mercy of the Lord that we are not consumed. Our life is held by the mercy of the Lord, not by our works, neither it is by our righteousness. It is not because of whatever standing that we think we have. It is not of what we think that we have been doing. It is by the mercy of the Lord. The reason we are alive today is by the mercy of the Lord. It is by the steadfastness of His love. Verse 23, they are new every morning. New every morning. For great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Our being here today is by the steadfastness of His love, the steadfastness of His mercy, the consistency of God's love unto me. If not for God, where do you think you will be today? If not for His mercy over your life, if not for His love, where do you think you will be today? Many waters will have passed over our soul, but we are still here today, standing despite our situation, despite our pains and what we go through every day. The steadfast love of the Lord never change over our life. God is faithful concerning his word towards us. He's faithful concerning his love. It is by the steadfastness of his love, by the steadfastness of his mercy, not by the right of any man. It is not given by no man. It is rightly given by God, only by God and through him alone. That is why we are here today. The steadfastness of his love, the steadfastness of his mercy. Many things happen around us. There are evil thoughts of men that does not even want us to survive today. But in his love and in his mercy, but of his grace and of his kindness, he does not allow the waters of this world to overwhelm our spirit. Even though we find ourselves in the storms of life, wondering how we are going to escape, but the Lord is there with us and is telling you, be still and know that I am the Lord your God. Lift up your voice to him this morning and praise him for his faithfulness. Praise him for his faithfulness. Praise him for his steadfast love, for his mercy that cannot fail, for his mercy that never fails. His mercy never fails. His mercy stands with you all the way. It is the nature of God. Is our God is full of compassion, a merciful God. Our God is merciful. Lift up your voice to him and praise him for his faithfulness. God is faithful in his doing. He's merciful. He's a merciful father, a loving God. He's a merciful father. He's a loving God. He's full of compassion. He's full of love that cannot be compared. Even though he holds us no explanation, but yet he reveals himself to us. He reveals his ways unto us. God is not a man. He's not a man that will abandon you. God is not a man that abandoned his fellow man. God is God. God will always carry you through. Hold that in your hand. God will always carry you through whatever situation you are going through. Lift up your voice unto him. That pain that you are going through, that storm that is happening around you, lift it up unto God and say thank you. Lift up your voice, lift up your situation, lift up your pain unto him and say thank you. Give glory to his name, praise him, give honor unto him for his mercy. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vine, the labor of the holy shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like the ant's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. That is Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to verse 19. Verse 18 says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, and he will make my feet like the ant's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Yes, the storm is there. Yes, many waters are moving around you, but God is there before you. He is there waiting for you. He is there protecting you. He is there as a covering over your life. Rejoice in the Lord and joy in the God of your salvation. The Lord God is your strength, and he will make your feet like the hind's feet, and he will make you to walk upon your high places in the name of Jesus. Give glory to the name of the Lord, for the steadfastness of the Lord never fails. The Lord is continuously loving, forever merciful, forever compassionate towards us. It is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Bless the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. Remember, the coming of the Lord is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. As we go to the presence of the Lord today, we receive blessings from him. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord.